ukhetho lolu Gandhi angikhangelelwanga olwakusasa kuphela. Thina njengama-independent sihlale phansi senza i-coalition ngamaphathi asuka kuzano, asuka ku-renewal, asuka ku-MBCT. Wonke lawo mabandla sihlangene saba ngama-MP amela ukuthiwa i-coalition of independent. Njalo savumelana sobala sahlala phansi nge-Thursday saliza ne-press conference ukuthi thina okwakhathesi kusukisela lelo langa sicela ukuthi umama uJoyce Mduru aqondane noPresident uRobert Mugabe ngo-2018. Kungaba yiyo i-election engingakhuluma ngayo kakhulu. Lokhu hhayi sokudlulile, umoya nje ozidlulelayo, kawutholi lutho kithi, kawutshitshi lutho. Njengoba sitho umama-ke siyamkhuthaza ngazo zonke indlela. Ilizwe leZimbabwe like libuswe ngumama. Kwesinye isikhathi kungenzeka ukuthi amadoda alomona, amadoda kawukuthi kuhle abantu bakaNkulunkulu. Sike sibuswe ngumuntu okwazi uNkulunkulu. UNkulunkulu uzamnika lelo thuba ukuthi akhokhele abantu bakhe beZimbabwe, umama uDr Joyce Mduru.
Uhamba njani umkhankaso? Sike sezwa ukubana kwezinye indawo kungani kulalokho kuthiwa i-vote buying. Kunjani khona ngapho koBulawayo?
Sabe singahlanganga lo duku olungako. Ngaphandle kwayo naliziki, i-cabinet yonke ichiye umsebenzi eHarare bazosebenza thina lapha koBulawayo. I-cabinet yonke, uDr Chombo, oseviya, bonke labo-professor, bonke nabavice wonke womabili, kwaze kwasala yena uMgabe ngokwakhe. Kodwa uMgabe usele nje ngoba vele ngumuntu ongasahlali lapha eZimbabwe, osehlala iPapa nje. Kuyukuthi ngade lethuba lade ngizambona ephumula lapha ekhala ecela abantu bakoBulawayo ukuthi bamvotele. Lokhu nje kokufike kwasikhathaza ngoba ekubuyeni kwabo babuye lamayouthi amaningi suke eHarare adabula amaphepha ethu, kodwa hhayi abantu bakoBulawayo bakutshaya indiva nje, kakutho lutho.